I want to continue for a little while longer reflecting on this document which has inaugurated this year of faith, whose goal is, as he says himself, the Pope, you see, it's a living encounter with Christ, which means experiential faith. It's not that we're carried only by culture or by habit or goodwill, but that we know Jesus Christ. That's the heart of it. And so I hope to have a few minutes to look at the definition of faith and the description, which is in the letter to the Hebrews, okay? During this time, this year, we will need to keep our gaze fixed on Jesus Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. In Him, all the anguish and all the longing of the human heart finds fulfillment. The joy of love, the answer to the drama of suffering and pain, the power of forgiveness in the face of an offense received, and the victory over life, over the emptiness of death, all this finds fulfillment in the mystery of His incarnation, in His becoming man, in His sharing our human weaknesses so as to transform it by the power of His resurrection, in Him who died and rose again for our salvation, the examples of faith that have marked these 2,000 years of our salvation history are brought into the fullness of light. Now, this is a powerful text, and it's one, I think, that as we, you know, we're trying to preach in an environment of adversity. And I've spent some time, at least, trying to analyze that adversity. You remember that I just went through Dostoevsky's analysis of it through recording his brother's, quote, poem on the Grand Inquisitor. And so you see, our job is to transmit faith and not talk about faith. And how do we do that? We talk about the Lord, we talk under the authority of the Scriptures, but we talk from experience. And so we have to have a lifestyle that allows us to do this. Now, this is revolutionary, especially with those who've been ordained more than, say, 10 or 15 years. First, you've got to run the parish well. You've got to make sure you don't run into debt, which is all quite true. But it's secondary to building up the faith of those who come to church and attracting those who are not coming to begin to come again. So that as a community, a parish community, a religious community, we can preach the gospel. I'm sure you all know when you walk around with a collar, people stop you and talk to you because they're hungry and they're lonely. And they fill our pews. And we have to have a way of renewing it, bringing people to an encounter with Christ. Well, nobody can help anybody else come to an encounter with Christ in any very serious way unless they've encountered Him themselves. We have to know Jesus and love Him. And I think we went through this once before. When our Lord decides to appoint a pope, He looks for one quality. Do you love Me? That's the quality. And if we love Him, that means we have this knowledge of Him, which we can impart to others. If a man is a great musician, for instance, and he comes in to speak about music, something of that reality is mediated to us in a way that we don't get just from reading a book or hearing somebody give an academic lecture about music. But let somebody speak about music that he knows, that he experiences, that he loves, and something is transmitted to us that is unique. Now, all of this, and this is why this encyclical is so important, you see, is the foundation of faith. I want to take a few minutes now just to look at the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, where we have this remarkable treatise on faith. Faith is the means, this is my own translation, so, but anyway, is the means of possessing things hoped for, the means of being sure of realities not seen. It is the elpizo zomenon hypostasis, the stuff of what we hope for. How did I translate it anyway? The means of possessing things hoped for, and the means of being sure, elenkos, almost proof, but not proof, the means of being sure of realities not seen. So it changes us. We are sure of realities we cannot see, and we possess things already that we don't, that we're hoping for in His fulfillment. But to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to know His indwelling, to be sure of Him when we have to impart all this to others, that is the means, why faith is the means of things hoped for. By it, the ancients were attested to. By faith, we understand that the worlds were arranged by the Word of God, so that not from what appears did the visible come to be. So that from what does not appear, the visible comes to be. We can understand that in a way. You know, it can be impressed on our spirit that this is true. The basis of all relating to God is that He is Creator. And that's why, you know, there's so much confusion generated about that. Most of the evolutionists of one type or another just, you know, write books about why there's no God. If there's no God, what are you writing books about it for? But besides that, you see, they have no concept of anything. They don't understand causality. We're not going to get into that now, but they don't. And we have to, you see? And then he starts to give us examples of faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a greater sacrifice than Cain, for which he was attested as being righteous, with God Himself attesting on the basis of his gifts, and through this, though dead, he still speaks. God attested to that faith because he indicated that Abel's sacrifice was accepted. You see, faith is this living, it's not just assent to propositions, it's a living relationship with God. You see, it is the means, the elenkos, of possessing things hoped for, and the means of being sure of realities not seen. Being sure of realities not seen. This is faith. And as I say, faith comes through hearing. Somebody has to be expressing this in a living, vibrant way, most of the time orally. Faith comes through hearing. It can come through reading, but it mostly comes through hearing. Why? Because you hear a person. You just don't read a book. Books can help build up your faith, give reasons for believing, but faith is an act. You know? I have a definition here of faith, if I can find it. Faith, where is that definition I have here? This is another definition, but I'll find the other one by Aquinas. See, faith is the means of being sure of what we don't see, as it Hebrew says. Faith is, so to speak, the summary gnosis, a summary knowledge of the necessary truths, and gnosis is the solid and sure demonstration of the truths received through faith, built upon faith by the Lord's teaching, leading to an unshakable certitude and a scientific, as he's using the word, this is Cyril. You see, certitude and science are the result, and this is another quote from Bernard McGinn, an inseparable combination of both theological demonstration and mystical contemplation. So you see what that means for us as we try to preach in this environment of antithesis, of opposition. We have to know personally what we're talking about. Now, this means, for most of us, a dramatic change in lifestyle. We have to somehow find a way to let others do some of the other practical stuff, which is easy to do. You know, somebody once said, research is exhausting, but easy. Insight is difficult. And it's a great remark. It was a scientist. To get information by working hard and gathering all the facts, but to understand, that's a whole other function, even for a scientist. You have to let that reality touch us. And so, you see, preaching in an environment of adversity means, first and foremost, to know what we're talking about. And to do that means we have to preach. We have to pray. And let the Lord impress upon us the truths of our faith. And then when we speak about them, there is a power to them. And people know it and experience it, and they're brought to faith. And this is very important. I've mentioned, I think, once or twice already that there are many priests who have this experience of preaching and having somebody deaf healed. That's God's audiovisual aid. I can open the ears of your heart like this if you'll let me. You see? And that's this, that's Cyril speaking about this. I want to go on with the letter to the Hebrews, though. He starts to talk about various Enoch, Noah, Abraham, who is our father in faith, and obeyed the command to go out to a place he was going to receive, not knowing this place, an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went into the land of the promise, even though it belonged to another. He made his home in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the co-heirs of the same promises. He looked forward to the city having foundations, whose craftsman and builder is God. You see this notion of faith getting us out of the environment. This is one of the dangers, I would say, of being addicted to TV. It totally closes our horizon. And so, whatever is most exciting, most interesting, most dramatic, grips our attention. But it's not really what's most exciting or most true. If across the TV screen went, Jesus Christ is Lord, that's the most important thing about reality. And going across the screen may not help us a lot, but it might remind us of what it's all about. So I think I'm going to continue to look at this document of Pope Benedict, but I think you can see that preaching in adversity requires, first of us, a living experiential faith, which we can have. The Lord is dying to give it to us, if we will change our life in such a way that we can pray. I mean, pray an hour a day. And then He can work with us. When you pray that way, you read the Bible, you just don't sit there, but let Him work on us. Amen.